Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Volcanic eruptions and nuclear tests are among the most powerful explosions that take place on Earth. Nadine Barlow, professor of physics and astronomy at Northern Arizona University, explains how such terrestrial events provide a key for understanding the nature of otherworldly impacts.
An asteroid hurtles from space and strikes the Martian surface, creating an impact crater. The hit causes a turbulent dust cloud to flow outward, scattering a thin layer of fine-grained material that settles up to 20 times the crater's radius. Winds normally remove this deposit within a few weeks of its formation, but in certain areas of the planet, the deposits somehow resist erosion and survive for millions of years. What's the secret behind their longevity? Our survey of Mars has revealed 140 craters with these unusually thin and widespread deposits. They are associated with small craters found in thick, fine-grained sedimentary deposits, most of which are found in the ice-rich mid to high latitudes. Based on similar deposits on Earth that are formed around explosive volcanoes and nuclear explosions, it is likely they form when material ejected from the crater strikes the surrounding fine-grained deposits, kicking those small particles up into the turbulent atmospheric flow. The resulting dust cloud rolls along the surface, eventually settling around the crater. All impact craters on Mars probably form this type of deposit, and normally it is quickly removed by winds. But those that remain resist erosion due to a thin, salt-rich crust that is formed when water that reaches the surface of the deposit evaporates, leaving the salt layer behind. It's similar to the process we see in dry lake beds in the desert southwest. This salty crust protects the deposit from immediate erosion, making it visible to us even millions of years later. Today, Mars is cold and dry, but the fine-grained, ice-rich sediments tell us that the planet undergoes major climate variations over the span of a few million years. When conditions are right, snow and dust can blanket the mid-latitudes, giving rise to the conditions that create and preserve these types of layered deposits.
That was Nadine Barlow of Northern Arizona University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
See the craters and the canyons and where the waterfalls run.